Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like, here are the people on the panel, so I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Brown. Because, like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you. Because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, if I've taught myself or learned anything over the years, it should be not to burden the audience with the nonsense that is consuming your time prior to the show beginning. But I slept through that class, so it's Tuesday. Nate's here. I'm Bulldog. Mike is off. And making things even worse is everything. My headphones sound weird. I sound weird. Do I sound okay to everyone? Do
what?
I sound like normal? I don't know. So Tuesday is reverse AFC power ranking days when we've got like the whole band together or enough of the band together, and we do with Nate in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. Zach Jones is here, and so first things first, I have to keep the sheets. I have to start a new sheet. Mike left me with a full sheet here for all of you watching on the Twitch and the YouTube. So I need to start a new sheet. So I did, and this is the third time I took a run at numbering 16 through 1 on the left side of the page, and I didn't space it well enough. So I've got room at the bottom, and I have to start over again.
Why? You need
cause,
it?
Cause.
Okay.
Cause.
I'll say this.
Uniformity, symmetry.
Mike's filing system is not the most.
No, I agree.
Okay.
But the sheet, I mean, look at the sheet. That's a grid. And it's all.
But it's his.
I know, but I.
You can't be expected to carbon copy.
Getting the spacing correct is not that hard.
Okay.
But I'm struggling with it.
It's the bare minimum is
so
what you're saying?
So here, look, I did it on the back of this.
Oh, God.
But and there was already one I threw away. And then I started again and did the same thing. So, like, that happened, and then we're about to start, and I'm like, I don't have the Empire Electric read.
So,
I don't have it.
Instead of having the time to get your ducks in a row, you literally spent time writing out numbers, crossing them out, throwing it away, trying it again, crossing it out again. Okay.
Yes. Good. And
good.
I've stressed myself out so much doing that that I've got a sweat going that is probably going to start bleeding through this hoodie I'm wearing.
Okay. Well, it is warm in here.
Like I'm hot as balls right now.
Yeah.
And it's all from running around trying to find. Paper's not easy to find anymore, which maybe is a good thing. But
yeah.
I had an effort to find, you know, blank sheets of paper. But now I'm all mixed up. Like I don't. So what's going to happen here is we're going to do reverse AFC power rankings. Zach found me the read.
Thank God.
I mean, that's the most important thing we got going here. Sure. I don't care if you got pregame interviews. Read the sponsor.
That's right.
So we're going to get to reverse AFC power rankings. But I'm going to write them down on this piece of paper here that I'm holding up, and then I'm going to go get another piece of paper and try to do it in
You're
a way
do it
that,
again.
That I can live with leaving behind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a little window into
now, has
my
Mike,
soul.
Has Mike communicated the importance of having the numbers?
No,
okay.
but I have expressed to him how badly I try to make it look uniform,
okay.
Even when he's not here.
Okay,
and I've done, I think, a very credible job of that until today.
Yeah, like, but these, there's no, like, these are just blank computer paper. Like, this isn't,
right.
Like, it would be, like, a composition notebook. Could help a lot of these issues,
sure.
I think.
Well, yeah.
That with would, the uniformity.
That would eliminate the need for me to be able to effectively space 16 through 1.
You want to talk about uniform, it does it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. That's exactly. Do you know how he handles, I can't even put my glasses on, I'm so hot. Do you know how he uses a spiral notebook? Have you heard about this?
I don't.
This is the most serial killer psycho behavior I've ever heard from a very close friend of mine.
And we're talking about a notebook with a cardboard cover, spiral.
Spiral,
okay.
And then, right?
Yeah.
He uses, like, you open the notebook, and, like, there's a page facing you.
Yeah.
He'll use that page, then turn the page, not use the back of that page, use the front of the next page. And go through the notebook that way, and then turn around and come back.
No. Yeah, that's...
right? What is that?
That is not...
How does one arrive at that choice?
You would just...
As a sequential method of record keeping.
Logically,
I
would
it.
Go front, back,
yeah,
back.
Like,
because you would not turn it... No one else would know to turn it over.
Precisely.
Yeah, that's...
Now, there is maybe, you know, if you're watching a low-level crime drama, and this was... A clue, right? Say someone's diary.
Sure.
You know, you like look at, oh, this doesn't make sense. And then one day, like the savvy veteran detective would walk in and go,
"Well, wait.
You know what I noticed? Actually, everyone, this career criminal used the front of every page through the whole notebook
and then
used the backs. That's how you have to read this person's
diary. My question would be,
diary.
Like, there would be like, you know, orders. There are names of different orders to put things in. There is no classification of that order. Like, you know, like chronological order, numerical order,
right,
left to right, right to left,
front to back.
Never
no
front to back, back to front. Yeah,
no, front to front. 50 times and then back to back to back.
Yeah, that's...
It doesn't make sense. Anyway, so I'm trying to please someone who makes their own rules, but I also, these sheets hang in here.
Makes their own rules.
And I need to, you know, I need them to look right. It's just who I am. Anyway, I think it is time now for reverse AFC power rankings, which is powered by Empire... God, I'm sweating. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We are very grateful, even though I did not have this in my notes, for their sponsorship. And my humblest of apologies, if I hadn't been sweating
profusely,
scrambling around trying to get the spacing correct on these sheets, I might have remembered it.
In fairness, I feel like we are in a airplane cabin that has been delayed on the tarmac.
Yeah,
with no air moving. Yeah.
Do you think? I mean, it's 2 days before Christmas. Do you think we could open the door?
Yeah, I think so.
And just like safely, I'm gonna open the door.
I think that's good. Brayton's out there. He's pretty quiet.
Oh my gosh.
Do you feel a nice?
It's like I just walked outside.
Is it nice?
It's yeah. Okay. Already. Oh, I feel so much better.
Wow,
already.
you are.
I am working.
Legitimately.
Yes, I am soaking wet.
Sweat.
I am just. I don't know.
Like when you use the term sweating balls.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I have a picture, and you didn't look that way until you just moved.
I don't want to. I did.
Wow.
I'm not the one to overstate something like that.
You should. There's a term, go touch grass. I think maybe you should go outside and go. There's some grass out there. Maybe touch some grass.
Nobody out there swear. You hear me? I will pull this thing over.
This is a really solid start to the day. We're thriving.
All right, 16.
Reverse AFC power rankings.
16.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned in for...
It's the Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
Just write those guys down.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. What is good there? The stadium.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
The owner's haircut.
You really gotta question an individual that's been going that long
to the same barber.
Resources.
Yeah.
That you would expect. An owner of an NFL team to have
just like sitting down and
choosing
into the chair. Usual. Give me the usual.
Yeah, it's a bad cut. It's a bit at this point.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. I said the guy that's got like flop sweat dripping off him
flop
on YouTube
sweat.
Right now. Okay, so 16 Vegas,
New York Jets.
15. Wow, just right there with the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take advantage of you being here.
Brady Cook?
Because, Brady Cook, sure. All year, we've been doing this, and Tennessee is, you know, in this region here, right? And I'll be like, am I the only one seeing people talking up the good throws he makes and how terrible the supporting cast is? Like, is anyone else? And usually it's crickets. And at this point, it might just be a bit, or I'm just following people no one else follows who love Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. I think he still might be pretty good. I'm not done with him at all. They're a mess organizationally, but I kind of like him. That said, I don't know. Do they go here or is Cleveland next? What do you want to do with 14?
I think Tennessee.
I want to go Tennessee too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got nothing except a quarterback that can make some. I know like the football guys really like Cam Ward. They could take him or leave it. I don't. Joe DiBiase, we had this conversation over the week last weekend. He likes Cam Ward. I think there have been better moments for Shadur, to be honest. But yeah.
Well, it's nice to know that I've got company in the building.
Yes.
In this Cam Ward hive. I didn't think anyone in Western New York had any respect for
Sneaky Joe.
All right. I gotta get with
you.
Sneaky,
got a guy.
I gotta get with Sneaky Joe. Okay. 13.
It's the Browns.
Right?
It's the Browns.
Yeah.
It's the Browns. Wait. What about the Dolphins? The Browns have Myles Garrett.
And a good defense, like.
And, you know, not for nothing, they do have Deshaun Watson, so.
I'm running Cleveland down here.
Okay.
Too late.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, God forbid you cross something out again.
Oh, I'm going to do this all over again.
Oh, okay. Oh,
during
good.
The next break, and I'll get all sweaty again,
good.
Even if I cool down. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great afternoon. We've got, I should have texted you because I know this is going to really impact your planning. Sal and Ross flip-flop. So Sal is going to be with us at 4. The Bills schedule is kind of all over the place. And as it turned out, Sal wasn't available at 5 and Ross wanted to move to 5 today. So we've got Sal coming up at 4, Ross at 5. Sabres pregame with Paul. He's in Ottawa. We're going to hear from Jarmo Kekäläinen and Lindy Ruff during pregame. Who's 12? Miami. Something else that stands out to me looking at these sheets is, Zach, I don't want to take credit for misremembering anything, but summer into the fall, wasn't I always balking at how early Jacksonville was getting mentioned? I liked Liam Cohen.
Yes.
I think it's going to be good, right? And I'm not bringing them up because they're 11th, because they're nowhere near 11th.
Right.
They're closer to 1 for me now than they are 11th.
Would agree.
At this point. They are constantly in this thing. In
double like digits.
10, 11, 12 in that range.
I mean, we're talking to Ross today. We know it is the teal uniforms.
Right.
You can't get past that.
Even last week, right? Mm-hmm. Even last week. Oh, no, they were 5 last week. I'm looking at the time before we did it, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, they were 10th.
Yeah. I mean, well, they beat Kansas City, and I remember that week we're all like, I mean, no.
No.
Like, good job.
Yeah, you know? Right. Like, yeah. Like, kind of like a congratulations, right. Buddy, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of Chiefs fans felt better about their team's performance in a loss. So we're like, they're back. And then well, they weren't.
Yeah, no, they weren't. No, it turned out.
Turned out.
Okay, so Miami's 12, 11.
Cincinnati.
What would be our other option here other than Cincinnati?
Pittsburgh.
Well, I would put Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah.
I think we go Baltimore. Because Cincinnati, well, they also lost to Baltimore. They took turns walloping each other.
You said Cincinnati?
Yes.
I'm going to ride with Zach.
All right,
sorry.
Ride.
They, do you see the billboard? There's a billboard, whatever. We've had billboards. You know, hey, you know, ownership, hire a real GM, fire Zach, fire the director of player personnel, protect Burrow at all costs, basically is the sentiment there. They've got sad Joe Burrow on their hands. Like, he's digging out of it now.
He is depressed Joe,
He is digging out of it now, but I think that really bears watching. That is a franchise that, to me, is almost always going to fall short of going as far as almost every other NFL team will financially. Whether that is they paid T. Higgins, they paid Chase, they paid Burrow. They continued to have a season-long fight with their best defensive player, which is still confounding in a year where they were dearly trying to make the playoffs. But whether it be scouting or facilities or whatever, they are going to stop short.
Yes.
And I think this could just be the first year of like a bad run for them, I think.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going Cincinnati here at 11. 10
it's Baltimore. They need to be in the double digits.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to trash Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh really is just the team that sets their own ceiling, and
it's
playoffs, but it's low. Baltimore, though, I get frustrated. Like, every year this day upsets me because Baltimore will always wind up having a ton of Pro Bowlers, no matter what their record is. Like, Zay Flowers has more fumbles than touchdowns, but you bet your bottom he's a Pro Bowler.
Patrick Ricard plays nine games.
Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, the Ravens, like, we talk about it with the Bills. Like, you got to do something. Baltimore, you've arguably had more talent.
You've
been the 1 seed twice.
We gotta throw out the Pro
Bowl. Come on.
By the way, we can just throw out the Pro Bowl, I think.
It's completely useless.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I never watched the Pro Bowl.
So I don't even want to get
But guys get paid based on them making it. And I
know,
I think that's,
I know.
That's crazy.
But I feel like if I'm not going to invest in arguing about the college football playoff, I cannot, with a clear conscience, invest in arguing about who should be in the Pro Bowl. When the fans have a say, it's a part of the process. I saw fan balloting, and Bears guys were leading every category.
Sure.
It's just like,
what are we doing here?
Who's the most organized, team fan base? Like, that's, I don't know. I said I don't have time for it. I just don't care. I do feel bad. I like when guys that we care about and root for make it, and they get financially rewarded for that. Good. But beyond that, I mean, I just can't even.
Okay.
So
he won't.
I refuse.
Good for you.
There's too much other good stuff. Listen, I got here today and watched a line brawl between the Red Wings and the Sabres from 1987. Featured Kevin Maguire ragdolling Steve Yzerman. I have too many good things in my brain right now to worry about the Pro Bowl.
I didn't even sit down, and you just were like, yo, I found this video from 1986.
That's what probably got me sweaty in the first place.
And honestly,
probably got the juices flowing.
Yeah, it really did.
Bob Probert punches the goalie mask right off of Tom Barrasso's face in this video. Like, he punches him and the mask goes flying. I don't care if you got a mask out. I'm punching you in your stupid face.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Where are we? 9?
Yeah.
Yep. Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
I said all about that with Pittsburgh, but I think Kansas City might be a really bad roster.
Yeah, it's definitely Kansas City. I agree.
I like the look of this. 10-9 in the reverse AFC power rankings, sponsored by Empire Electric, Baltimore, Kansas City.
Mm.
Pretty tasty.
Yes, indeed.
Not eliminated yet.
No.
Baltimore. Kansas City is, of course. All right, 8.
Pittsburgh. Right?
What about Indianapolis?
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned Indianapolis
Indy.
Yet.
Yeah. Although, I mean,
I'm not.
I genuinely had a good time watching Philip Rivers last night.
I did too.
Basically calling, and like, it was oddly quiet in the building, and you could just hear him calling plays at the line of scrimmage. And I was just thinking to myself, imagine Anthony Richardson in this game instead, and how much less fun I would be having. Like, their number 5 overall pick from 2 years ago probably isn't audibling at the line of scrimmage. So, like, this is awesome.
He might know the name of the center.
This is literally like watching a gym teacher.
Wasn't a part of this, like, Rivers referring to the center as 63?
Yes.
Because the starting center got hurt early in the game, so he's like, hey, 63!
Yes. It's incredible. And the way that he looked in pads is exactly how I would look.
Were they in white last week in Seattle?
Yes. You didn't get the same effect.
No, color that really, it's like black makes you look.
It brought out the curves.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And watching him roll out to his left. I brought a Picasso yesterday. I'll do it twice in 2 days.
That's right. You did.
I did.
Starry Night. Is that
it's Starry Night
going on there?
Sidewalk chalk.
Right. That was really good.
Yeah.
I remember give that air.
Yeah. I
thought it was like its own kind of work of art.
10 people texted me like, you had that. Like, you were, I was like, no, it wasn't in the chamber. It just came to me.
See, I was going to ask you, but I forgot.
Yeah.
You didn't have that written on a little index card?
No, like, drop this note today.
Right. Yeah. 7, it has to be Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah.
They beat the Browns, it's over, right?
It is.
Right, okay. 6.
Chargers.
Houston.
I'm with you, Nate. Sorry, Zach.
Okay. If their offense was better, it wouldn't be them.
That's right.
But their offense stinks.
Right. I think I've said it quite a few times already. Like, I know they're like, maybe they were the first boogeyman of the year.
Yes.
Once we got past Kansas City and Baltimore, like, once it became real that Kansas City and Baltimore might not be in our hair, it's like, okay, well, just don't make me do that again.
Yeah.
Because I just watched that, and I was not comfortable watching that. But I just feel like that it went as badly as it could have gone for the Bills. And they still were that close to pulling that game out. So I'm not that scared.
Agreed.
I know I will feel differently if they are meeting, especially in Houston.
Yep.
But I don't have to worry about that as long as they keep them behind me.
Would agree.
But you know, they could still catch Jacksonville, I suppose, right? That's still possible?
I think so. I believe so.
Yeah, they're only a game back.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so Houston 6. 5. Okay.
Chargers? Chargers.
I'll go with Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah.
4.
New England.
I agree.
They have not looked good post-bye.
They have not looked good post-bye.
Bad second half against the Bills, and then if Derrick Henry probably plays any of the final 12 minutes and 50 seconds, they probably don't win that game.
All right, it is written. You are 2, and
And we are at 3 now?
We are at 3.
Denver.
We've got Denver.
I like Denver here.
Buffalo and Jacksonville left.
I like Denver here.
Denver. Their defense is a little injured, but they still just...
They remind me of their defense last year, which was they were great throughout the year. December came, cracks in the foundation showed, and then they put up a stinker against the Bills in the wild card round. I don't think they're going to finish the season as the one seed. I think it'll be someone else. And then that's where I say for number two, it's the Bills.
Same.
Yeah. And I think Jacksonville's number one. I think I have a fear bunker for Jacksonville.
That is it is going to be written. That is the outcome. Jacksonville on top. I don't know. I don't have access to all the sheets.
That's definitely first time
that
ever.
That can't have happened ever
yeah.
before.
No way.
Right.
They made an AFC championship with Blake Bortles. No shot they were first at any point ever.
Look, I'm just going to show everybody one more time on the YouTube
and the
Twitch.
It is lovely written. It's the bottom that really is getting
you. Yeah, I just jammed it together and I – three times.
Yeah. I would be willing to bet you've got two more in you.
Each time I'm like, well, as long as I get to like nine in the middle of the page, I'm all set. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I have spacing issues.
You also have other skills.
I have bookkeeping
that
issues. I do.
You can't be good at everything, Bulldog.
I'm compassionate.
Right. Tall.
Sweaty.
Well,
that's not a,
those typically not go a hand skill. In hand. I don't know why, but they typically go hand
anyway,
in hand.
Anyway, you've been listening to Reverse AFC Power Rankings here on WGR, which are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Yeah, the name of the company is in the web handle. Bulldog, idiot. All right, where'd we go wrong? 803-0550. We will be talking about the AFC. Go figure. That's why we're talking about Reverse AFC Power Rankings. The Bills did clinch a playoff spot with Indianapolis's loss last night to San Francisco. So you've got that. How hard do you want to go for the five or the one or the two or whatever? We got all that to talk about. I mentioned the guests. We've got Sal at four, our buddy Ross Tucker at five, Paul Hamilton with Sabres pregame from Ottawa at six. He's Nate Geary and from Mike Shope. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To get some action tonight. Third down and goal. To the end zone. Touchdown. Again, Alec Pierce.
Philip Rivers at 44 years of age definitely had some moments last night. That game began like it was just going to be a track meet with he and Brock Purdy trading touchdown drives, but the Colts just could not handle San Francisco, and Rivers ended up throwing a game. So they were down 14, maybe he throws the pick six, and that's all she wrote. And I kind of feel like we got maybe a little of everything yesterday, because when it was announced 2 weeks ago that he was coming back, you know, I'm 60. Somebody 44 playing NFL football is compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can he do it? I'm kind of curious to see it. And you kind of feel like a ghoul not rooting for him, right, to an extent. So, boy, you know, thoughts and prayers. I hope this goes well. But mostly in the back of my mind, I was like, this should not work.
No.
You should not be able to, you know, sit out for retire for 5 years, have grandchildren, and walk back in and just be able to go win games in the NFL. So, and he's 0-2. I mean, they were close for a while yesterday, very close last week in Seattle, but still lost. And that was reflected in what he had to say after the game. Like, he's wrestling with how much fun he's having being back and playing and just sort of going through the process, the practice week, and studying and getting ready and all that, and then actually playing. But I think he said last night, you know, I got to check myself because I was brought here to win.
Yeah.
And we're not winning. And so that's tough. But I feel like it's been proven that it is hard. Like, right, he did some very good things.
He kept them in a game.
Someone of any age, I think.
I mean, he put up 30 points, 25, 24 points against an NFL defense in kind of a back and forth game for three-ish quarters.
Right.
And, like, you know, not for nothing, if their defense could have stopped a nosebleed,
right,
they would have been in that game.
That's kind of what is maybe the most sad about it, is you probably objectively could look at what he did for them in both of these games, although, I mean, they were in the teens last week in Seattle, so it's not like the defense left them down there. But
that is just, that's a remarkably good defense.
But the defense is what let them down last night. Really? I mean, they gave up 48, whatever they gave up. They got clobbered.
Yeah, they got smoked.
There was a pick six in there, too, but that's, you know, that was...
And not for nothing.
Rivers.
You know, maybe one of the worst backfire trade deadline all-in, like, I've ever seen.
So quickly.
So quickly.
Right? Did Daniel Jones fracture his leg?
That week.
Right away? Like, as soon as they made that trade, and then the Achilles, and yeah. You know who's sitting pretty? I mean, maybe he'll tell you all about it tomorrow and Friday when Mike is back. I'll be away, and I don't think you'll be here with him. But he got on the Colts not making the playoffs before any of this happened.
Yeah.
He just sort of forecasted, looking at their schedule even, assuming even still health, that they were going to crash and burn, and they have
crashed and burned.
Pretty much crashed and burned.
Yeah.
So any time that was spent worrying about whether they were for real or not has gone away.
You know, and I still think if they have a competent quarterback, that's a very – if they have Daniel Jones still at full health, that's a real offense. I mean, three receivers that I would take any one of on my team. I think Pittman is – grossly underrated as a player. Pierce is going to get the Brinks truck back. He's going to be a $20-plus million a year receiver next year. And Josh Downs is a underrated slot receiver. And by the way, they've got a first-round tight end that's also a stud. Oh, and maybe the second-best running back in football. Like, that is – no wonder Daniel Jones, you know, did all right to start this year. Like, you know, and no wonder Philip Rivers at the ripe old age of 44, the grandfather, walked in and thinking like, okay, I can work with this. I mean, this is probably the best group of receivers and weapons that Phillip Rivers has had in his career. Like, it was that is a very good offense. If their defense, which is why I think you could have sold yourself at the time if you were a Colts fan, that trading for a true number one corner made a ton of sense. It kind of checked the final box for you as a team, thinking you were knocking on the Super Bowl door. I think it's a cautionary tale of when going all in is appropriate. And if you have Josh Allen, going in all in is appropriate. If you have Joe Burrow, going in all in is appropriate. But when you have a roster that is very dependent on, you know, and not for nothing, the, you know, running backs matter committee has taken a shot the last couple of weeks with without them having a legitimate quarterback. Jonathan Taylor went from averaging like 6 yards a carry to three. So without the quarterback, everything is a little harder there in Indianapolis. But I think they're a cautionary tale of you don't do what they did without better foundation in place.
I was willing to say that before Jones got hurt. Even.
Yeah.
That, right? Because you mentioned, you know, doing with Allen, do it with Burrow. I mean, anyone could get hurt. So, like, that could blow up in your face at any moment, right? If the Bills had made a trade for Jaylen Waddle, and it included what was the stumbling block reportedly that Bean didn't want to give up this coming April's first, but he was willing to go with 27, their first round pick in 27, and Miami balked at that. If he had decided to do that and something happened to Josh Allen, you're in the same situation.
But sure,
banking on Daniel Jones on seven good games, weeks of football never seemed like a real sound business decision to me. So I think they kind of got, I don't want to say, I think they got what they deserved. They went out onto the ice hoping it would hold, and they fell in.
I also think, you know, I don't want to necessarily, like, in their defense a little bit here, is most teams are too scared to do what they did.
Right.
I commend them for not being, and a little of it I think is the, and not necessarily in a bad way, but the ignorance of, you know, Ursay's daughters coming in and saying, hey, you know, this, like, I wish that more general managers and ownership played with sort of the, you know, whimsical, like, hey, like,
we're gonna go
why
big.
Wouldn't we go for this?
Right.
Because I think most NFL general managers are so scared of their own shadow. They're so scared of being wrong. And here's a new owner who's, you know, on the sidelines, is active, is trying to understand better what's happening within the organization, saying, don't let me stop you. If you think this is the move, make the move. And I can appreciate the sort of ignorance that you have to have in the NFL to make big swings like that, because I just think most teams are just too scared of how fleeting their jobs are, and how, you know, very small these windows are.
There is a self-preservation that I think comes. I think I probably in my career have overstated it numerous times, but I think it would be silly to overlook the reality of the person in that job going, all right, if I do this and it doesn't work, I'm in real trouble.
Right.
Whereas if I don't do this, and we just sort of keep going.
This could buy me another 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Just prolong my shelf life, and, like, hopefully something good will happen to me and to us in that time, and I'll get even more time. So, like, why shorten my own tenure potentially by taking the big swing and missing, right? I mean, the jobs can be hard to come by. So there is that. So the Bills clinch a playoff spot now. So 6 of the 7 spots are decided. We've got Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Still fighting it out. And Indianapolis is not dead yet because of Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I guess there's a scenario where Indy could still end up in a wild card spot ahead of Pittsburgh. They're only a game back. If they were to win out and Pittsburgh loses out,
and then somebody
Baltimore passes Pittsburgh in that scenario.
But then who would fall out of the wild card scenario? It would have to be Houston. Houston would have to lose out.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I botched that. Yeah. Thank you. I screwed that up.
Yeah. So they're out. Indy's out, correct?
They don't have an E there. So there's like a tiebreaker thing. They can still...
So they're technically like it's 1%, but they're alive. They're not completely dead.
Yeah, they don't have an E, right? I'm not wrong there, am I? I think they are still alive.
It would be then, it would have to be Houston losing out, finishing 8-9, them having the tiebreaker over them.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
And Indy plays Jacksonville this week. Correct? I believe. We did this yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to continue to do it. Yeah. Who do you want here?
Houston's? Indianapolis. Who Indy's
Indianapolis
playing?
Has got Jacksonville at home this week.
So,
and they close at Houston.
So we assume. Wait, so they play Houston, you said, Indy?
After Jacksonville.
After Jacksonville. Okay, so Phillip Rivers is going to play football again this week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, the Bills are clinched. That's the point. I didn't need to confuse everything with, like, the permutations of the, you know, the still the teams, whether they're hanging on to a sliver of life. The Bills are out to be either a wild card or get the, you know, win the division. How hard do you want to go from here? How much do you care about 5, 6, or 7?
They need the 5.
Right?
It's the closest thing they can have to having a home game.
Right.
Is going to Pittsburgh, where Bills fans will fill half of that stadium, and they just came off a game 3-4 weeks ago where they ran the same play 25 times and beat them by 25 points or whatever it was. So, yeah, no, like that's the best case scenario for me, and it might be the best case scenario of any scenario, including the Bills, other than the Bills having a bye week. So I this is how I think I would rank what I'd like to happen to the Bills. Number one is they win the division and they find a way to the one seed and win the one seed. Have the bye week. Mm-hmm. That's your best case scenario. The second best case scenario is playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the only way that's happening is if you're the five, because they're going to win their division.
Right.
That's the only way they're going to make the playoffs. So at least that's kind of been my modus operandi. So like, to me, the second best scenario possible on the board for the Bills, other than a bye week, is going to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers.
And you think that's even better than winning the division and being the two?
Correct. And facing
Houston
in the first round? Again, we're not scared of Houston, but if you're telling me, if somebody asks you right now, you could host the Texans in the wild card round or go on the road to the Steelers and you pick the Texans at home, other than you wanting to tailgate and go watch a football game at that stadium, which I could, I guess I could understand. The best route for the Bills to make it to the divisional round is going through Pittsburgh.
If they won the division and got the two, though, you're looking at two home games?
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, you got to get through Houston first. I know.
I think the way it sets up, if you're the five, they might end up being at home anyways.
That's the biggest reason to get the five to
me. Yeah.
Like, I'm asking the question simply because it's a conversation I think fans are going to be having. We're going to hear from people over the next 2 weeks. Rest is so important. You guys always say rest is even more important than being at home. And, my name's on that.
Yep.
So, but at the same time, in order to get the opportunity to have the most advantageous looking matchup and potentially still be at home, realistically, the five is where I think you need to live, because the upsets below you could easily happen.
I think it's the 1 year I look at and say, this is also the case for everyone in the national media that wants to make this whole playoff about the easiest route Josh Allen's ever going to have. I get what they're saying. I don't agree with it. I think it's, arguably, I think there are teams far closer together in this playoff than there have been in the last couple of years when the Bills have faced Skylar Thompson in the first round. Like, that, the last 2 years, last two of the last 3 years, those Miami teams, I was like, oh, okay. There's no Miami team
in
the wild card round. I mean, maybe you can make the case it's Pittsburgh.
Right?
And they're going to host a playoff game. So, out of the three wildcard teams, there is no, to me, no pushover. In fact, I look at those division winners and I think there's a couple of these teams are better than them. So, yeah, I am on team five seed. Get it however you need to and get on the road. Go face the Steelers team. And, hey, roll the dice. You might be playing at home anyways.
Right. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you want to get in on this conversation, we would love to have you. We'll have a little time after this timeout. Then we've got Sal Capaccio at 4, Ross Tucker at 5, and the Sabres with Paul Hamilton live in Ottawa with pregame coming your way at 6. He's Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.